The Lake Superior Freshwater Estuary Research Center is part of a federal project started in 1972. It would be part of 27 research reserves nationwide, but only the second studying freshwater. UW Extension Estuary Coordinator Becky Sapper says the $750,000 project would look at the impact rivers and communities have on Lake Superior.
We have these freshwater estuaries in Wisconsin, but we don't know a lot about them, especially when you compare what we know about our northern forests or our southern prairies. So this would allow us opportunity to do more research of freshwater estuaries and their impacts on the community and our wildlife, our recreation.
Sapper says they'll look at things like the impact of shoreline development, sewer and storm runoff. She says the Great Lakes are considered jewels to people who live next to them.
I know the folks that I've talked to say when they've gone out of town and come back and they turn the corner and they see that water and that wetland, they realize they're home. So it's a real sense of place for people as well.
The competition is between rivers in Ashland, Superior, and Bark Bay. A recommendation will be made to Governor Doyle late this year. He'll formalize it to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration next spring. It will take another 2 years to get the facility up and running. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.